A Bloomington woman whose neighbor was struck in a hit and run last month is campaigning to make her neighborhood safer for pedestrians. She's circulating a petition to make changes at Towanda Barnes and Baywood Roads. WTLT student reporter Katrina Peterson has the story.
In August, East Bloomington resident Shelby Rapp ran over to where her neighbor was hit tremendously. Her neighbor was then rushed to the hospital, but personnel were unable to save his leg.
The things I want to highlight the most is not only his injury, because that's severe, but the fact that we were able as a community to come together and find the driver very quickly. Unfortunately, the driver is a juvenile, as City of Bloomington has shared, so that makes it a little bit harder. But nonetheless, you know, I know that justice will be served as much as possible for my neighbor.
Rep has gained nearly 1,000 signatures for a petition to find safety solutions for this intersection. Rep went to the Bloomington City Council, the Public Works Department, and McLean County Highway Department with her solutions.
All of us are kind of rallying together, trying to come up with not only short-term solutions, but long-term solutions that are going to work. I know the main issue is that we want it to be something that isn't going to just be overlooked by motorists and people, you know, going by. We want something that's going to benefit not only pedestrians, but the rest of the community as well.
Despite Rapp's efforts, there has been backlash from others in the community.
And I've had a lot of people reach out and say, well, we don't want the speed limit changed, or we don't want this in place. And while I understand their concerns and their, you know, disagreement with it, to me, if it's going to save somebody's life, then I'm all for it, because I would want the same done for me and my family if it was us.
Currently, the Highway Department is working with the city's engineering staff and are collecting data on traffic counts, speed, and clustering counts. Assistant McLean County Engineer Luke Hohulin says that lowering speed and adding crosswalks are unlikely.
We wouldn't be able to lower the speed any more than it actually is. And doing a full-fledged speed study, it would actually probably more likely indicate that speed should be raised rather than lowered, just on the basis of what drivers feel comfortable driving.
According to the Highway Department, the county is limited by the guidelines placed by the Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices. The guidelines warrant remedial action only when there is heavy or increased motor and pedestrian traffic. However, Rapp isn't giving up on her community. She's not sure what will be put in place, but she believes something will be done, even if it is just for short term. Currently, the County Highway Department has been working with data and have not created any solutions.
Temporary solutions, I would say, at this point, we're just doing the data collection part of it, and then if something comes that we can put out a solution, then we will definitely do that, but nothing at this point.
The department says that once they weigh their options in respect to the Illinois Department of Transportation and the MUTCD, they will be in touch with Rapp. Rapp says her community is great overall and she's glad to be a part of it, but she believes it's time to put in the work.
I couldn't be more blessed to be a part of it, but with that being said, we do have these issues of safety for not only pedestrians, but motorists alike. And I think the only way to go about this change is to advocate for something to be put in place, so no other family or any part of our community, frankly, has to endure this kind of trauma and heartache from events such as these.
Through the trauma and heartache, Rapp's neighbor continues to pray for the driver and requests the community do the same. I'm Katrina Peterson.
You can find a link to Shelley Rapp's online petition at WGLT.org.